I know that you are pretty much not a restaurant guy. You just wanted to sort of further your mother's legacy. In light of that,
right.
In light of that, how disappointed are you with today's events?
I'm real disappointed. You know, I wanted to do something for the community, for her legacy. It was a great opportunity that she gave me, Peter Camerata and the mayor. They've been fantastic in helping me along. But yeah, I'm pretty disappointed. I'm pretty hurt behind the whole situation because this was something that my mother built over 60 years. And it just goes to prove how hard she worked. And it gives me another level of love for her and appreciation and what she did for the community, for my life, and how she touched so many people. And, you know, I wanted to do that and further that for her, and I wasn't able to do that.
Talk a little bit more about that. Her version of Gigi's was really an institution, a huge part of the East Side for a lot of years.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a, for lack of a better term, a mom-and-pop diner. Started out, you know, really small at another location around the corner on Jefferson and then moved to 257. And it was a community restaurant eatery that served up great food. Everybody felt at home, and any and everybody could come there, be it a family reunion, political endeavors, good times, bad times for people, and they knew they could come there and be cheered up.
And I said at the beginning that you weren't necessarily a restaurant guy. What went wrong with the latest incarnation?
Well, there's a fair amount of things that went wrong in that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I'm not a chef or I'm not a restaurateur. I was a guy just trying to, again, further my mother's legacy, give the community back something they really wanted. And I was over my head. I mean, we just really got walloped by the number of people that were coming in. The nuts and bolts of running a restaurant, I wasn't sufficiently up to speed on that, be it from prepping 2 or 3 days out and making sure we had sufficient supplies. Staffing was very, very difficult. I mean, it's like sales. You need to hire 15 people to get 2 or 3, and so that was ongoing. And then there were personal things that happened among staff members and servers that is normal, and you just have to deal with those. And so in addition to that, I was really one of the only full-time people there, cashiering, serving. I was behind the eight ball before I even started.
What happens now? Does the name live on? Do her recipes live on? Is there some future for this endeavor, even if it doesn't directly involve you day-to-day?
Right. Well, we're going to retain the name and either, you know, lease it, rent it. We'll just go from there. And, you know, the mayor and Peter, they would love to continue on with Gigi. You know, maybe there will be someone that'll step in. And again, just going back, I didn't have a restaurant manager, which was a big missing link. Didn't understand if I really needed one. I figured that I can do it. But at the end of the day, it was me trying to do a lot. I did have some great support. There was a woman who's a great business person by the name of Allison Dehoney. She was fantastic in helping us to get where we were able to get to. Gabriel James, my niece, and so they did everything they could do. I mean, we got as far as we could get with what we had, what our experience was, and you know, we just, you know, this is where we're at. Unfortunately,
if it doesn't move ahead in the way you've just described, what one recipe do you think the community will miss most?
The macaroni and cheese, oxtails, fried chicken, and short ribs. And our breakfast, our fish and grit breakfast, absolutely. And collard greens.
All right, Daryl, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.